Now, what's interesting is the Rambam had a different gears than what we had. He seemed, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, he didn't have the word aval. So when you have in the Mishnah the word v'kinei yodos v'chatos, that's a break in the previous part of the Mishnah. The way the Mishnah would read is v'kinei yodos v'chatos v'ashamos nedarim u'nedavos mekablin miyodom. Meaning that a kusi, kinei yodos, and a chatos and an asham are accepted from a kusi. So the break in the Mishnah between what you accept and what you don't accept is from the vav of v'kinei yodos. It's like a new thing. V'kinei yodos v'chatos v'ashamos nedarim u'nedavos mekablin miyodom. You take out the word aval and you read the Mishnah totally differently. According to the Rambam, when a kusi gave birth, or try to bring a chatzis or an asham, so these things have to do with tshuva, you are mekabel from a kusi, these karbanos that have to do with tshuva. But the way our girsa has, Tosfos it says, it seems the Rav's girsa. I'm not sure why it's mashal, the Rav had this girsa of aval, but from this girsa of aval, we don't learn that way.